Hey there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and welcome to my fourth vacuum podcast. It's been a little while since I've done a podcast. I think the last one I did was the new Nearby Explorer app for iOS, which, by the way, is a great app. I'd suggest anybody who wants a good GPS app get that. So this will be my fourth podcast letting you hear the vacuums I've got since my last podcast. And there are 10 of them. I now have 43 vacuums in my collection. And I wanted to wait until I had enough vacuums to really make a good podcast. I didn't want to do them with just two or three. That's kind of, you know, not a whole lot of point. It's good to wait until you get enough to really make a good one. So I've got 10 of them to show you in this podcast, along with a new power nozzle that I've got also. So yeah, it should be a good show. So let's go ahead and get started, and I'll describe, of course, each vacuum as we go. Now you may want to, before you listen to this one, you may want to listen to my other three vacuum podcasts that I've done, which are also on Blind Geek Zone, because I may mention a couple of things from those as well. So, again, you may want to do that. I'm going to assume throughout that you've listened to the other three first when doing this. So, anyway, that having been said, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so this first vacuum that I'm going to show you in this podcast is another central vacuum unit that I've gotten. I did most of my other central vacuum units in my first podcast, but these are units that are designed to be hooked into house piping, and you can then clean your entire house. You have usually valves in the wall that you plug a hose into. Well, of course, with these units, you can also plug a hose directly into them. And then you have quite a powerful machine at that point. Now this one, it's made by a company in Quebec, Canada called DrainVac. And the name of this vacuum, what a name. It's called the Atomic Power Bomb. What a name. But the unique thing about it is it's a central vacuum, so it can be hooked into pipes in a house, or you can take it portable. It's got a handle on the top, and you can plug a hose directly into it. And this uses a motor made by a Dommel. Dommel is a European motor company. The two most popular motor companies that make motors for vacuums are Dommel and Amtec. And this vacuum uses a Dommel motor. So I'll go ahead and fire this up, and you can hear what it sounds like. So again, this is the DrainVac Atomic Powerbomb central vacuum unit. It's not the quietest thing, but it's not the loudest either. Airflow flowing through that, you can tell, which of course that's what central vacuums are good at. They use larger motors usually than regular canisters, and so they move a lot of air. Now this one's, it's only like 13 inches tall and like 7 inches round, so again it's smaller than most of the other central vacuum units, but it packs a good power punch. It's I think it's like 130 cubic feet per minute of airflow and 125 inches of water lift, which is, that's pretty good. It can, I think you can hook it up into piping in a house up to 8,000 square feet. So it's pretty powerful, but it's, again, it's also portable. So again, that's the DrainVac Atomic. Okay. So the other thing I want to show you while I'm in this room is a new power nozzle that I got. Now, it's kind of unique because this power nozzle is actually battery-powered. It's called the Volt. Now, for those of you that are familiar with electrical terms, They got the volt power nozzle. I can't help but wonder if they'll ever come out with the amp. You got voltage amperage with electric. But anyway, it's a battery-powered power nozzle, and it has a 44-volt lithium-ion battery in it. And you can, if you have like a canister vacuum or even a central vacuum or a backpack or something that doesn't have a power nozzle already on it, you can get this, and you can put that into the hose end, and you then have a power nozzle, essentially. Now, the other unique thing about it, though, is besides the fact that it's a power nozzle, it also has its own fan. So what you essentially have, then, is when you use this with a vacuum, you have what's known as a tandem air system, because you've got the power nozzle's own fan pushing air into it along with the whatever debris you're vacuuming. It's got a roller brush, of course, on the bottom. But then you've got whatever vacuum you're using pulling air. So essentially you have a double fan system when you use this. It's really, really nice. And it's got an LED headlight on the front also. So I'll go ahead and fire this up. And you can see what that sounds like. Again, this is the Volt battery-powered power nozzle. All right. And you get about, it runs for about an hour on a charge. It takes about 2 hours to charge it. Yep. So that's the Volt battery-powered power nozzle. Okay, so this would be I'm not counting the power nozzle that I showed you as an actual vacuum, so this will be vacuum number two in this podcast. And if you've listened to my previous ones, you'll know that I'm a big fan of the backpack vacuums. I'm a fan of any vacuum that's a canister, where you use a hose to vacuum. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but if not, I'll do it now. I'm not really a big upright person. I don't really like uprights. I think canisters, whether it's a backpack or a central vacuum or just the roll-around canister type, I like those a lot better because they're more flexible. You can clean floors, and then you can switch to other attachments and dust your cabinets or your windowsills or even clean up above things. They're far more flexible. So that's why you won't really see me with any upright vacuums at all. All of mine are canister of some sort or another. Anyway, this one, the next one, vacuum number two, is a backpack, 10-quart backpack. They usually come in 10-quart or 6-quart, and that's just how much debris they hold. This is a backpack made by a company in California called Mosquito. And they are made in the USA. And what really piqued my interest about this backpack was they make two different ones. They make a regular one, and then they make this one. It's called the construction backpack. And the difference is this one actually uses an industrial two-stage motor. Now, when I say stages, that's the number of fans that are actually on the motor. Now, the cool thing about two-stage or even three-stage motors, and they're not used as much anymore, but a two-stage motor can make just as much suction and airflow by spinning less or slower. So, of course, if it spins slower, then the motor will last longer. But this particular backpack uses a industrial two-stage motor, so it's got two fans. And very, very nice vacuum. It's got a very good harness. You put it on your back, and it's got the shoulder straps. Backpacks are really nice. They're used a lot in commercial settings, but you can also use it to clean a house or apartment. And the good thing is, once you put it on, you don't have to roll anything behind you or anything like that. But if you want to climb up on something and like dust out your cabinets, you can do that because the vacuum is actually strapped to your back. Now, they weigh about 11 pounds. So if you have back problems, it may or may not give you some trouble, but they're very nice. I'm a big backpack fan, and this is actually the seventh backpack that I've got. I've shown you the other ones in the previous podcast, so if you want to see those again, you can refer back to those. But anyway, here is the mosquito construction backpack with its two-stage motor. Assuming I can find the switch. Let's see. Ah, here we go. Okay. Very nice sounding motor, and it's not that loud either. Now, it's interesting. For any of you who are into music at all, I mean, listening to music or even playing an instrument, anything like that, or just into sound in general, as blind people, a lot of times we're, you know, more, I think we notice sound a lot more than some other people do, but you notice that that motor, this particular one, it's a two-stage, and it doesn't have a super high pitch to it compared to some of the other ones that I've shown you in the previous, some of the previous podcasts. So, of course, if you get back to the sound theory, the larger something is, the lower the sound is going to be, and the smaller it is, the higher pitch it's going to have. And you're seeing a trend now with a lot of these one-stage motors that spin a whole lot faster. I'll actually point that out later in the podcast, and you'll see the difference. It doesn't mean one is worse than the other. It's just maybe it's just a preference, but I really like the sound of these two-stage motors. I think they just have a more appealing sound to them than a screaming jet, as it were. But anyway, that is the this is the mosquito backpack. Construction backpack, actually, that you just heard. All right, I'm going to pause this, and we'll go get the next new vacuum that I want to show you. All right, so the next vacuum, this will be number 3 for this podcast, and I would like you to meet Henry. No, I don't name my vacuums. That's the way it came named. This one actually has a name. These are made actually by a company out of the UK, made in England, called Pneumatic. And they sort of try to give, I guess, the personality to their vacuums in a way. There are several different ones, and they give each one a name, different color. So, and they actually have on the front, of course, you wouldn't really be able to see it, but they have a smiling face on them. Basically, and there are several different ones with different colors, and Henry is red, then there is Hattie, which is kind of a female one, and that one is pink. There's also, and I don't know what color these are, there's a Harry and James. I think one of them is green, but then also there is a couple other ones. There is Charles, who is a... Well, I shouldn't say who, but it has a name, so you kind of think of it, I guess, as that. But Charles is a wet dry vac, and then George is a wet dry vac and also a floor scrubber. So these vacuums are what are known as tub vacs. Now, if you, again, refer back to my other podcasts, one of the vacuums that I showed you previously was the Lintos, which is an Italian company, HF6. And that is known as a tub vac, and that's what Henry is also. A tub vac, it looks sort of like a wet dry vac. If you've ever seen those, you know, it has kind of the bucket or tank on the bottom, and then the motor unit fits on top. And that's the way these pneumatic vacuums work as well. You can't vacuum wet stuff, though, with... Not with Henry. With George and Charles you can, but not with Henry. Henry is dry only. And the bag actually goes inside the tank as well, and then the motor unit sits on top. So this one is actually kind of unique. It has a very efficient motor in it. It's very powerful, but the motor only uses 620 watts on high speed. It's got two speeds. And it's very quiet. but it is still pretty powerful. Powerful enough to clean anything you can give it. But again, it's very quiet, very efficient, and it only uses 620 watts. So I will show you both speeds. Let's go ahead and fire up Henry. Okay, so this is low speed. All right, and now we'll go ahead and crank Henry up to high speed. Very quiet vacuum, but very powerful. Now, that is a one-stage motor. Remember I was talking about the fan stages. That is a one-stage motor, and as you can kind of tell by the sound a little bit, it's a bit higher pitch, and it just has a bit of a smaller sound to it. Doesn't mean it performs any less, but it's just how the motor is designed. Yep. So that is Henry. Very quiet, but cleans very, very well. All right. Let me go put Henry away, and we'll move on to the next vacuum, which is one I really, really like. I like all my vacuums, but the next one coming up is a favorite of mine that I've acquired. So. All right, we'll pause this and be right back with the next one. Okay, so this would be vacuum number 4 for this podcast. And as I said, this one is one I really, really like. This one is called the Electrolux Advantage. This was made probably in the 90s sometime, 90s or maybe early 2000s. It looks, and again, if you've listened to my previous podcasts, it looks exactly like the Aris Classic, 90th Anniversary Edition. Electrolux, before they changed their name to Aris, well, it's a complicated story. Let me, I think I may have told this in the previous podcast, but Electrolux started originally in Sweden. They were a Swedish company, and they started in the early 1900s, and then they started their United States division of that in 1924. Well, in 1968, the Swedish company sold the American branch to Consolidated Foods, which is also known as Sara Lee. So at that point, they were separate companies. And then in 2000, the American company sold the Electrolux brand name back to the Swedish company, the original one, and changed their name to Aris. So if you see an Electrolux vacuum today, which they are available, those are made by the Swedish Electrolux company, a totally different company than this one. And the American Electrolux branch became known as Aris, and they're still around under that name. Well, this one was made by the American Electrolux company before they changed their name. So this was probably made around in the 1990s or early 2000s. The difference between this one and the Aris Classic is this one uses a two-stage motor compared to the Aris Classic, which is a one-stage. And I really like the sound of this motor. It's very smooth sounding. Again, it's not that high pitch. It just has an awesome sound to it. So here we go. This is the Electrolux Advantage. Awesome sound that one has. Very, very nice. Okay, so that was the Electrolux Advantage, and again, I really like the motor sound on that one. Very powerful, too. Cleans really well. Okay, let's pause this, and we will go to vacuum number 5. Okay, so this next one is called the Simplicity Gusto. Now, these are made by a, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. These are actually made about an hour and a half from me in a place called St. James, Missouri. They're made by a company called Tacony. And Tacony makes several brands of vacuums, namely Ricar and Simplicity are the two that are the most well-known. And these next four vacuums that I'm going to show you, including this one, every year they host a vacuum collectors convention, actually, at their factory. And it's also the only vacuum cleaner museum that I know of in the country. They have over 800 vacuums at the museum, and they all work. So if you're ever in that area, central Missouri, St. James, Missouri area, you should check it out. And you can buy their vacuums that they make there, too, at very, very good prices, at factory direct prices, actually. But anyway, this is the Simplicity Gusto. It's a top-of-the-line canister vacuum. And now, if you compare the sound on this one to the last one, the Electrolux Advantage, this is a one-stage motor. So again, you'll be able to maybe tell the difference in the pitch and the sound. It's a bit higher pitched sounding than the last one. All right, so here we go. This is the Simplicity Gusto, and it actually has several speeds too, and I'll show you the different speed levels. So we'll start it up on high. Pretty powerful. All right, so if we turn the speed down, let's see. I think there's like four speeds. That's the second one down. And that's the third. And then it's all the way down on that one. So, okay. Then we can crank it back up. And we're back up to high speed. Very powerful machine. All right. Okay, yep, so that's the Simplicity Gusto. That one, they make a Ricar version too, same thing, just a different color. And that one is known as the Ricar, I believe it's the Immaculate is what it's called, the Ricar version. Again, same thing, just a different color. All right, going to go ahead and pause this, and we'll go on to the next one. Okay, moving on to vacuum number six then. Here's a really nice one. This is another one I actually got at the vacuum collectors convention I was at earlier this year. And this one was actually given to me. I didn't pay anything for it, and I got a heck of a deal, I think. This one is, the name of it is a Compact. Now, these were made by a company called Interstate Engineering. They started in the 1940s, and the vacuums were originally made to vacuum airplanes, actually. And they were such a success that they decided to start selling them to the public. And they were around, well, they made the Compacts, and they also made some called TriStars, if you've ever heard of those. They were around until the late 90s, and then Aeris, that company which I mentioned earlier, bought them out. That's what happened to that company. But this one, it's the Compact C6 is the name of this model. It was made probably in the mid-1960s and uses a very nice-sounding Amatec two-stage motor. Now, it's interesting. This motor, this particular motor, was used on a lot of different vacuums at the time. The Eureka canisters used it. Let's see. Kingston, Apex, a lot of different brands used it, and it's interesting because they all said their vacuum was the most powerful, but the fact is all of them were equal in power because they all used the same motor. Very nice sounding, I think, and it's still, even after all this time, things were made so much better back then. I mean, this thing, it's solid metal, and yeah, and it still runs great even after all this time. So here we go. Here is the Compact C6. Mm-hmm. rather interesting sound there when it turns off, but that thing still sounds awesome for being made back in the mid-1960s. I mean, that thing sounds as smooth as can be. So, very, very nice vacuum. I had actually long been looking for a vacuum that used this particular motor because I really like the sound of it. And it's also one of the few vacuums that actually has a blower port on it. There's a little door you can open up and you put the hose in that and it'll function as a blower too. So, very nice machine, for sure. All right, we'll go ahead and pause this and go on to the next one, and that one's going to take us even farther back in time. Okay, this next one also has a bit of a story behind it. this one that I'm about to show you is the Airway, which, again, that brand no longer exists, unfortunately. They closed, they actually went out of business back in 2008. So they were around for a while, but they eventually went out of business. But they made some very nice vacuum models. Anyway, this one is the Airway. It was known as the Airway Sanitizer, model 55. And this was made probably right around the time of World War II, 1940 maybe, 39, 40, something like that. And it still runs. Now, there's an interesting story behind it. It uses a motor actually made by GE. General Electric made the motor. Now, here's kind of the story behind it. If any of you have kept up with any cell phone news in the last couple of years, you know the patent wars have been just getting crazy. You know, people suing people for ridiculous things, like how the battery levels display and all this kind of crazy stuff. Really, that doesn't do anybody any good, I don't think. But, you know, it is what it is. Well, anyway, back then, this was the first canister vacuum to use disposable bags that you took out and actually threw away and then replaced. There were canisters before this. Electrolux was making their model 30, they called it. And there were a couple other canisters, but you took out the bag, shook it out, and then put it back in. So it was basically bagless in a lot of ways. So this was the first canister vacuum to use disposable bags. Well, at the time, Hoover had a patent on their beater bar brush. I don't know if any of you ever heard of it. It beats as it sweeps, as it cleans. And it's interesting, most vacuums don't even use beater bars anymore. But at the time, Hoover had a patent on the beater bar, and Airway made an upright vacuum that Hoover thought had infringed on their patent. So they sued Airway, and Airway lost the lawsuit. So as a part of the settlement and to make money to pay off Hoover, Airway had a motor division. They were making their own motors at the time, and they sold their motor division to what then was Black & Decker, which Black & Decker later became Amtec, which I mentioned earlier. Amtec's one of the two big companies that makes vacuum motors. So the Airway did not want to use a motor from the division that they had just sold, basically. They didn't want to do that, so they used a motor made by GE instead. Well, it turns out a couple of years later, Hoover would infringe on Airway's patent with the disposable bag. We don't think of these patents now because so many vacuums use it, but back then the disposable bag, the beater bar, all that stuff was patented at the time. Of course, all those patents have expired, and now any company can make it, but turns out after all that happened, Hoover actually infringed on Airway's patent by making a disposable bag unit, and then Airway turned around and sued Hoover over that. So that's a little vacuum history for you, but that kind of explains. So this model of a vacuum, again, it's the Airway Sanitizer model 55. They made several different sanitizer models. This one, it's interesting. There's no wheels on it. It's a canister, and you put the hose in the top, but there's no wheels. The idea was you would set it in the middle of the room, and then you would vacuum around it. That's kind of how it worked. Later models, they would add wheels to it and power nozzles and that type of thing. And again, their last model, which I hope to have one of these days if I can ever find one, was the Airway Signature. And that was made until 2008 when the company went out of business. But anyway, so that's the story behind the first airway canisters and the GE motor that they're using. So here we go. Here is the airway sanitizer model 55 using a GE motor. And again, this was made probably late 1930s or early 1940s. Interesting to hear those older motors turn off, isn't it? Still runs very good for its age. It just goes to show you how much better things were made back then, back before everything became disposable. You can still get good quality vacuums, of course. They cost a little extra, but back then things were built to last. Whereas today, you know, but a lot of people don't want to pay for quality anymore, though, either. They're willing to pay, you know, buy it cheap, and if they have to replace it in 2 years or 3 years, that's for them, that's fine. But what people don't think about is the amount of money that you spend on cheap things and having to replace them over time actually costs more than if you pay up front and buy a very good quality machine and it lasts you 15 or 20 years. So that's another little food for thought. Anyway, that was the Airway sanitizer model 55. Okay. I'm going to pause this, and I will show you. I got this for $15, by the way. That's what I paid for it at the convention. Somebody wanted to sell one, and they only wanted $15 for it, with the hose and everything else included. They have one, so I jumped on that pretty quick. Okay, I'm going to pause this, and then I'll show you the last vacuum I got from the convention that I went to earlier this year. All right. So we are on vacuum number 8 of 10 for this particular show, and this one is a Fairfax. That was the name of the company. I think they are still around. This vacuum was made about probably 10 years ago, and I got this, again, at a very good deal for $30 at the vacuum convention earlier this year. These sold for like $500 new, I think. It's another one of these, what you might call a tub vacuum. It's got kind of the tank and the motor unit sits on top, and then it's got the wheels actually go underneath, and the vacuum sits inside of a, I guess you'd call it a dolly or a cart, and that's how it wheels around. The wheels are interesting on this because they're not actually wheels, they're actually like balls that roll around. It's kind of an interesting way to do it, but it works. This is another of those two-stage motors. So again, lower pitch, so that's how this works. So here we go. Here is the Fairfax FX500, I believe was the name on this. All right, here we go. Pretty nice sounding motor on this one as well. Has a very good sound to it. Okay, well, we have two more vacuums to go, and the last two are kind of unique. And I'll let me go grab the first one, and then I'll tell you about those. Okay, so these last two vacuums that I want to show you, this is number 9, are a little different. All the ones I've shown you so far, with all of my vacuums on these podcasts, have been used bags to contain the dirt, whatever you vacuum up. Well, these last two are a little bit different. They're bagless, but they're not the typical bagless like a Dyson or a Shark. I would never have one of those, actually, because a lot of the bagless ones, when you dump them out, you have two problems. Number one, the dust goes all over the place. And number two, the filters that are in those bagless vacuums tend to clog with fine dust, and it reduces the performance. But there is one type of bagless vacuum that does work really well, and that is the ones that use water filtration. So that's what these last two vacuums are that I'm gonna show you. So the way these work is you fill the basin with water, and then you put the motor unit on top, and then you vacuum it. All of your dirt goes into the water, and when you're done, I dump mine down the toilet usually. Just dump it down, and most of the dust goes with it, and then just take the pan over to the sink and wash out. It's just like washing any pan, and works really well, actually, and you're really not exposed to a lot of the dirt, but again, there's no bag in these. So the other interesting thing is that they can run on two different speeds. There's a low speed mode. What you can do is just fill this with water and then run it on the low speed, and it will function as an air purifier. It will actually wash the air. The way it works is it pulls the air in and it forces it down into the swirling water bath, basically. And it washes the air, and then it releases clean air. And you can also add fragrances to the water also to make a good scent. So I'm going to show you two of these that I have. This first one is made by a Canadian company, and it's called the Sirena, S-I-R-E-N-A. And it's got a nice, interesting motor sound to it. So I don't have any water in the moment because I'm not going to actually clean with them. You don't want to clean with them without water, because it wasn't designed that way. But since I'm not going to vacuum with them, I'm just going to show you what they sound like. It shouldn't be a problem. So they're not cooled by the water. So running them without that just for a second wouldn't be a problem. But so here's the Sirena. And what I will do is show you what it sounds like on the low speed for the air purifier mode, and then we'll switch up to high speed, and that's what you use for vacuuming. So here we go. Here's the low speed first. Okay, I had to grab the basin first. It won't run without the basin attached as a safety feature. So now I think we're ready to go. All right, so here is the Sirena, first on low speed, and then we'll do the high speed. So here we go. Has kind of an interesting sound to it, but that's low speed. And all right, now we'll go ahead and shut that off, and we'll set it for the high speed, and you can see what that sounds like. Here we go. Okay, so that is the Sirena water filtration vacuum. All right, let me pause this and go grab the other water filtration machine as well as the base, because again, it won't work unless the basin is attached also. Okay, so this is vacuum number 10, the last one for this show, and that's actually, if you look at all four podcasts, you listen to all four, you should be able to have heard all the vacuums I've got. But this last one is another water filtration one, and some of you may have actually heard of this one before. This is a Rainbow. Got this one recently. Very nice machine. Now, there's something unique about this one. The motor, well, to explain a little bit about a lot of electric motors, a lot of them have what are called carbon brushes inside of them, which actually is what carries the current. But this is actually, there's no brushes in this motor. It's known as a switched reluctance motor. Some people call them digital motors. And they use no brushes, so they last a lot longer. The only downside is they have to be driven by a circuit board. There's a circuit board, a controller, I guess you'd call it, that actually drives the motor and regulates the current to them. But it has a very interesting sound, especially on high speed when it starts up. So again, it's got two speeds. I'll show you both of them. The first one is low speed for the air purification. So we'll do that. Kind of has an interesting interesting sound to it. Okay, now we'll switch it up to high speed. And again, when it starts up, it has a very interesting sound to it as it kicks up to speed. Here we go. That's the newest model Rainbow, the Rainbow E2 Black, it's known as, because it's a black color, I guess, and it's the E2. Alrighty, well, that's all of my newest vacuums. I hope everybody enjoyed that and a little bit of the history that I was able to give you. If any of you want to contact me, love to hear comments, feel free to email me. My email address, it's my ham radio call sign, so it's the letter N is in November, and the number 0, and then OXY, so it's N0OXY, at charter, C-H-A-R-T-E-R, .net. And again, love to know what you think, and hope everybody enjoyed the fourth vacuum podcast that I'm doing here. All right, everyone take care, and we'll hopefully talk to everybody soon.